Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So are you entertaining this Christmas, maybe a smaller group or outdoors? That's kind of what we've done. Lisa, what about you?
Actually, I have a very talented niece, and if she's listening, she will know right now that she'll be doing the cooking. So I hope she
outsourcing,
is listening.
Always an option.
Exactly. In any event, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here for moral and culinary support. She has come with some new recipes. Hey, Kathy.
Hello there.
Kathy, hello. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I hear you did some cooking.
Yeah. Can we start with dessert first? Always the very best place to start, as they say.
I won't fight you on that. Yeah.
One recipe you shared with us in advance is this maple cream caramel. I tried it last night. We've texted about this, kind of flipped it onto the dish this morning. And check your phone. I just sent it to you. Want to get your take. I have to say, this was not very simple.
Well, I guess everybody's definition of simplicity is different. Yeah. You do have to make a caramel, which scares people, but really you're simmering sugar and water. I add a touch of lemon juice until it's just starts to thicken and turns a dark amber. And then I ask you to put that into the bottom of an 8-inch cake pan or individual ramekins. Now, mm-hmm. I noticed you did it in a long Pyrex dish, and Pyrex will not hold the caramel. It won't thicken on that glass in the same way. So strike one.
It was a little leaky. Yeah. Because we don't have an 8-incher. We have a 9-incher.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have used a 9-inch cake pan. The best is individual ramekins because it's so pretty to serve everybody their own little creme caramel. So for those who aren't familiar with it, you make this caramel, which I add a little maple syrup, and then you make essentially, it's like a flan. It's a cooked custard. It uses eggs, heavy cream, milk, maple syrup, and a little vanilla. That part is quite simple. You pour that over the hardened caramel and you let it sit overnight. And then right before you serve it, so you've had your holiday meal, you take a kitchen knife and you swirl it around the edges there and loosen it. And then you take a plate that's bigger than your cake pan or your individual ramekins and you flip the caramel onto the plate, and you let all those juices drip down. And it's fine if there's some leakage because it's this gorgeous maple-infused caramel.
Yeah. All right. Tips for next time. Lisa, over to you. Surely you're better at this.
Well, not really, but I have to say that Scott not only sent a picture, he sent an actual video of the creme caramel, which is not moving that much, so it's not all that entertaining, but I give you a lot of credit, Scott, for even attempting this. So, Kathy, I know you've been asking people what they think about holiday entertaining this year, and I wonder what you're hearing back.
Well, it was interesting. I did. I put a post on Facebook, and I simply asked, how will you celebrate? And there were a few themes that emerged. One was, keep it simple, keep it small. Many people, of course, quite concerned about the outbreak of COVID. Several people said they would ask their family and friends to get tested before they came, and that they would only have vaccinated family members and friends at their table. Given that, other people talked about the importance of tradition this year, since everything is so upside down and inside out, keeping some of those holiday traditions take on even more impact.
And given this question of tradition, are you finding that a lot of people want to turn back to traditional holiday recipes? Maybe fewer people wanted to try new things? What do you hear?
Not so much that, but there were some people that were like, of course we're going to have standing rib yoast and Yorkshire pudding because that's what my grandmother served and family's more important than ever. But I came up with a main course that's not traditional, at least not in our family.
The main course, I hope the one you're going to talk about is a pasta dish with shrimp and scallops. Is that correct?
Indeed. This could be a first course, but it can also be a fabulous and not that traditional main course. Something maybe more that you would serve at Christmas Eve if you're Italian. What you do with this dish is you saute shrimp. Well, actually, sorry. First is you shell the shrimp and you put the shells in a pot. Now, don't get wigged out here. You're going to make a very simple stock. You boil the shrimp shells, water, peppercorn, parsley, and within 15 minutes, you have a fish stock. Then you're going to saute shrimp in lots of garlic. You're going to saute scallops. This is Maine diver scallop season. If you don't have access to scallops, you could use more shrimp or clams or mussels. And then you're going to saute the scallops. You're going to add the fish stock, a touch of white wine, and you're going to pour all those gorgeous juices and fish on top of linguine. And it is a celebratory, beautifully colorful, and so satisfying a holiday dish.
And I have to say, you have to be really careful not to overcook the scallops and shrimp. Like how long each?
Yes, very important point. About 2 or 3 minutes on each side, depending on the size. And I take you through that in the recipe.
Great.
All right. Now, on the side, you also have sent us a sweet potato gratin recipe, which would be a hit in my household. Slices of sweet potatoes and maple syrup and fresh herbs and grated Parmesan. Ooh, tell us how to do this.
Yeah, this could be a main course for me. This is like everything luscious about the holidays. You thinly slice sweet potatoes and you layer them with fresh sage and thyme. You drizzle it with maple syrup and then it gets some grated Parmesan cheese. And then you can do all this a day ahead of time. Just before you serve it, you're going to pour some milk and cream on top. Slowly bake it. The sweet potatoes get tender, the cheese gets bubbly, the milk and cream are absorbed into the potatoes, and this is like, it's just such a wonderful dish.
I have to say, I'm looking at an image of Scott right now, and he is so into this. He's got his finger up to his cheek thinking, I could do that. So, Kathy, any last-minute quick tips for entertaining over the holidays?
I think we get really hung up on perfection. We look at magazine pictures and we think...
I don't think Scott does.
No, yeah. I think Scott
based
does.
On the I'm
close enough person, yeah.
Hey, Scott, we have to know how that creme caramel tastes. bottom line. Keep it simple.
I will get back.
Build memories. Let your kids in the kitchen. I mean, when I think back to holidays... That's what I think about. I think of my kids making a mess with cookies. I think of us, you know, frying latkes at Hanukkah. I think of all the memories that involve the people I love. I don't think about how perfect my table was or how perfect my meal was. I think about sharing. And in this time of COVID, where everything is just so tenuous and scary, this is so important.
Well, Kathy, we're asking our listeners to tell us about a moment in this rough last year or two. What moment kind of brought you joy and happiness? We're asking our listeners, what's your answer?
I think it would involve my family. Both my daughters, who are grown and live on the West Coast, were home this summer, and sitting and sharing meals with them and cooking together, something we all love to do, topped anything else, for sure.
Yeah. Well, one thing I can think of is this pandemic has kept me at this desk for a long time, but next to our aging hound, Duke, who is 16 and a half, and we have kept each other going. Over to you, Lisa. You have an answer to that before we go out?
Well, I'm in the studio, so my aging hound, Jojo, cannot be next to me, but he would be. He was when I was at home, and that's a total joy. So we want to make sure everybody out there listening knows that you can share your moment of joy from 2021 with us at hereandnow.org. And while you're there, check out Kathy Gunst recipes from today's conversation. Kathy Gunst, as always, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Stay safe.
Kathy, happy holidays. Thank you.